Would you join me in our responsive call to worship? Our world compels us to cry out to God. How long must we feel abandoned, forgotten, alone? In the midst of our trials, we trust in your steadfast love. Sing to the Lord, for God has dealt bountifully with us. Let us praise and worship the Lord our God.
Loving God, even in the midst of our lives,
amen. We know you incline your ear to us. Hear us now as we offer all our emotions to you during this time of worship. Receive our laughter, our sorrow, our hopes, and our fears, O God, for we offer them to you with humility and thanksgiving. Amen. It's a time in our service where we share our concerns, our joys, our hopes, our fears. And there are several that we need. You've asked about Mary Louise, we think has food poisoning. She's just home kind of ill. And so we'll find that out. But keep her in your prayers. I talked to Jim Hopper earlier this morning, and he and Jeff had maybe been close to someone who had contracted COVID. They're not sure yet. Their doctor doesn't really think so, but they're still waiting for the final word on that. So keep them in your prayers. I talked with Sherry Davis last night. Gerald is in the hospital, but he is doing better, and they're looking at maybe him coming home the first or middle of this next week. But Sherry has been with the new restrictions. She has not been able to be there with him for the last couple of days. So keep Sherry and Gerald in your prayers. Keep Tommy and Jane, especially Jane, in your prayers. She is just not doing well. And, this is a time that Tommy and the family and Jane need all of our prayer and support. Who else do we need to remember in prayer? We want to remember Sam's family in a death in the family recently. Yes, John and Tanya in the passing of John's mother this about a week ago. And Estelle, who is not well, Donna. Marilyn Coyne, and then, Real and Barbara are on their way back to Florida and headed up the northeast coast, I think. Going to Boston. Sarah Baxter is recovering from surgery, and she was up and walking and tending the flowers the next morning. So Sarah is doing well. Bill Birch, keep Bill in your prayers. Jordan Stover, you have his son in your prayers. May the Lord be with you. Let's go to God in silence and in prayer. Lord, we come around your throne of grace this day, grateful for the gifts that you pour out upon us. Your grace and your love, they sustain us in both times of great joy and times of great sorrow and anxiety. Bless us as we come together. Lord, we have lifted up to you in prayer those of whom we are aware. Grace them with your love in ways that they will know they are being held in prayer even at this moment. We pray for our nation and the nations of the world in this global pandemic. allow us to use the resources we have in the very best way possible to bring health back to as many people as we possibly can. We pray for our own nation. Oh God, it seems like sometimes the divisions within our shores are too difficult to understand. I ask that you bless each heart with your grace. Give us a new sense of reconciliation. Oh Lord, there is much injustice and inequity that needs to be addressed. Give us the courage and the grace and the joyful determination to do that. Lord God, we are so grateful for the gift of coming together this day. Bless us as we continue to worship in the way that Jesus taught us when he said, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth.
Give us this day our daily bread.
You know, there was terrible dissension among the disciples on that Passover Eve. Jesus knew that one of their 12 was preparing to betray him in the worst way possible, to give him over to the authorities. But do you know what Jesus did? He came to that holy Passover and he shared it with all 12 disciples in love. And just for that moment, Jesus loved Judas as much as anybody else there. It's a shame that Judas was not prepared to accept that love and change. But we come before this table each week with our own crosses that we carry, knowing that this table is the place where reconciliation happens. On the night that he was betrayed, Jesus took the Passover with those whom he loved. After the meal, he took the loaf once again. He broke it and blessed it. He passed it among them, telling them to eat that this was his body broken for them. In that same way, after the meal, he took the cup, once again, Elijah's cup of community and welcome. After blessing it, he passed it among them, telling them to drink all of you. This was a cup of a new covenant that would be sealed with his sacrifice. We come after those first disciples, celebrating his words, "This do in remembrance of me." Thank you. The gospel reading today is from the lectionary gospel. I'll be reading Matthew, the 10th chapter, the 40 through the 42nd verses. Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And whoever welcomes a righteous person in the name of a righteous person will receive the reward of the righteous. And whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, truly, I tell you, none of these will lose their reward. You know, I was able to condense a 4-year undergraduate degree into 7 years. I just couldn't make up my mind. I was a pre-med student when I entered college, until I got into zoology. I was a music major for just a little while, but the band director told me I couldn't pledge a fraternity, so I... Then I became an arts and sciences economics major, and then I became a philosophy major. Oh boy, for a while there, I ate, drank, breathed in the philosophers. My degree plan was to get a college degree in thinking about thought. It seemed like such a good idea at the time. But then I figured out that the employment opportunities for those who had degrees in thinking about thought were not particularly good. Unless, of course, I was the valedictorian or on the dean's list every semester. That wasn't going to happen. I remember one thing, though. I remember the word tautology. It's just a big fancy word for meaning. It means the same thing. It's like this. If A equals B and B equals C and C equals D, what is A's relationship to D? Class? See, I would not have made a good philosophy teacher. They're equal, right? They're tautological. They're the same thing. Today's scripture teaches us a little philosophy in the middle of our religion. He who receives you, and Jesus was talking to everyone around him, receives me. He who receives me receives the one who sent me. So, us, Jesus, who sent Jesus? God. And I tell you, I've got to admit to you, being a good disciple, I don't make a really good Trinitarian, you know? I believe the disciples' confession. I believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and my Savior. That's all I got to believe. Okay? Well, I'm glad we got that straightened out. The you in the passage is us. The me is Jesus. The one is God. So what does that say about us? Wait for it. We are divine beings. We are touched. We are infused. We are embedded, however you want to understand it, with the grace of God. We are made in imago Deo. No, I think that was a song lyric. Imago Dei, that's better. We, boys and girls, have divine callings to undertake. We have divine lives to live. We have divine gifts to bring to this world. And what do I mean by divine? Coming from God. Coming from God. We are entrusted with the best gift ever. God's own self, God's own Son, and as a result, made in God's image. And then he said, he who receives a prophet will receive a prophet's reward, and he who receives a righteous man receives a righteous man's reward. Question, what is the reward? Yes, that is a big part of a grace-filled life here, and the promise of the presence of God in our lives in an eternal nature. The reward is really to live with the knowledge of and in the presence of God. For you see, knowledge is only facts on a paper until you internalize it, right? So just knowing the Word is not the same as living the Word. And how do we, in this passage, how do we live that Word? I have no idea what you said. Yeah, well, that was semi-rhetorical, but being a principal, you feel the need to answer every question. No. But I want to hear it. I got to hear it now.
Caring for others.
Yes, exactly. In fact, it's put this way in the end of that passage. He who gives one of these little ones even a cup of cold water, because he is a disciple, shall not lose his reward. That's what we are called to do. We are called to give a cup of cold water. We are called to give a basket of food. We are called to give whenever we can, Thanksgiving baskets, Christmas presents, whatever we are called to give. We are called to help people who come in. Do you know, I have a policy. I don't have a lot of cash to give out, which means I don't have any cash to give out because I got to explain what I give to Bill Schneider. But what I will do is put, if someone is out of gas and needs food, I will take them out to that building and I will follow them to HEB and put some gas in their car. That's what we are called to do. I'm glad I did not finish my philosophy degree, because I never would have gone into business. As a result of going into business, I met my future minister in Lubbock, Texas. And then I get fired from my business. And I wind up going to seminary in Fort Worth. No. Yeah, go Horned Frogs. But what I'm saying is each of us have a path to travel. And rarely is that path a straight line, is it? It's hardly ever a straight line. You got it. But just remember this. When Jesus told those around him, he who receives you, speaking to us, receives me. And he who receives me receives the one who sent me. God is good. Amen. Now you got him. That was pretty short, wasn't it? Never mind. Let's stand and sing a song, a song of invitation. And keep each one of you. May the good Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. May the good Lord lift up her glorious countenance upon you and give you peace and hope and joy and love. Amen.
Church is over.